Hello.
Hi, this is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Service, and we are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
African American, no Latino.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes, I will definitely be voting.
Definitely. What is your age?
55.
Thank you. Now, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Extremely. Thank you. And generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Not that closely.
Not at all.
Not that closely.
Oh, not that closely. Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
We can say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economy conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select two of the following: reducing crime, creating more jobs and rising wage, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, border security. You can pick two of those.
Only two?
Yeah, only two. Sadly.
Guns would be my number one.
Mm-hmm.
And healthcare would be my number two.
Healthcare. Okay, let me pick those two for you. Okay, and now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. Cornel West.
I don't think I've paid attention enough to know who he is.
Okay, we can say no opinion or you never heard of him.
I've heard of him, but I don't have an opinion.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
100.
Hakeem Jeffries?
No opinion.
Donald Trump?
Ew, zero.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Republicans in Congress? In general. 25. Okay. Tim Scott?
No opinion.
Democrats in Congress?
75.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, just let me know also. Biden.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
Some. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Are we using this 100 scale again?
No, you can say much favorable, somewhat favorable, less favorable, or much less favorable.
Favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that make you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
What he's doing in the Middle East.
What are they are doing in?
What he's doing for the war in the Middle East. We're on the right side. It is.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot. Unfortunately, a lot.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Much more less favorable? Somewhat favorable?
Much less favorable. Just
much more unfavorable.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And what have you seen or heard that make you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He's been convicted of crimes against Americans.
Against America. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now I would like to read you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two of those. Rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economy opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs.
Supreme Court and Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple of questions more and we finish the survey. I really appreciate your help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with these or those issues. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, which one of those is going to be better against
Biden.
Okay. We can say much better or somewhat better.
Much better.
Securing our borders.
Biden, much better.
Implementing common sense gun reform that helped to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Biden, much more.
Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Biden, much more.
Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Biden, much more.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden, much more.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden handling of the Israel war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
More likely.
Okay. And as you know, or as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an illegal affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree with the verdict.
We can say somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I completely disagree. That is so stupid.
Okay, I strongly disagree. Thank you. And how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, or other?
Other.
Other. You can pick one more.
I don't get my information off social media.
Oh, okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. Are you married? Unmarried, living with a partner? Married.
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your house?
Yes, two.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm a moderate.
Moderate, okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all or more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Most of my neighbors are white.
Most. Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Nope.
Were one or more of your parents born outside... I just repeat the question, right?
No parents, no grandparents born outside the United States.
Okay, and were you born outside of the United States?
Nope.
Do you identify? Okay, thank you. And last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. That was the end of the survey. I really appreciate your help and the collaboration.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.